Hachette Audio presents Ira Hayes, The Acamel Autumn Warrior, World War II, and the Price of Heroism. Written by Tom Holm. Read by Sean Taylor Corbett. Dedication. For my wonderful wife, Inna. Introduction. Ira Hamilton Hayes was easily one of the most written about, photographed, venerated, and exploited young Native men in American history. He received more press than Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Cochise, and Tecumseh combined. And he fought not against the white people, but shoulder to shoulder with them against the enemies of the United States. He was also in perhaps one of the most seen photographs in American history. The interest in his life was sustained even long after his death. Movies and television programs were made with Ira as the subject, or as a principal character. The use of stereotypes in storytelling is universal and a way of taking a shortcut to the moral of a narrative. Ira was the Indian who fought for America and who lifted the stars and stripes on Mount Suribachi. As such, he personified the ideal of American racial unity against Nazi racism and Japanese imperialism. He, along with a large number of Native people, disproportional to their population in American society by far, somehow made the American involvement in World War II a righteous crusade. Specifically, he was the hero who personified the United States motto of E pluribus unum. But then Ira became an object of pity. His battle with the Japanese over, he began a struggle with alcohol addiction. Since the late 1940s, Ira's life has been seen as a Shakespearean tragedy. He had become a national hero because he participated in the second flag raising on Mount Suribachi during the terrible battle for the island of Iwo Jima. The picture of that flag raising is easily the most memorable photograph of World War II. However, soon after his return from the war, the newspapers began to hint that, like Shakespeare's tragic heroes, Ira possessed a fatal flaw that led to his descent from heroic status to degradation and a lonely death in the desert. In the tale of his melancholy life story, Ira's lethal weakness was alcoholism. The newspapers and magazines of the period fell into using, perhaps unintentionally, the old trope of the drunken Indian to describe Ira's supposed fall from grace. The problem with this inevitable narrative.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?